I just want to speak to you for maybe 15 minutes from a story in the Bible of a young woman. It's found in Mark chapter 5, verses 25 to 34. And as you're turning there, but the Bible says in Ecclesiastes that God has put eternity within the heart of men. Even the best of men. It doesn't matter if you're lying on the streets of New York or you're staying in a penthouse. God has put eternity in the heart of men. And there's not a material thing, there's not a thing you can buy that can satisfy you. Because we know that not only did the poor take their life, the rich take their life too. Man is in despair. No matter what side of the track you're on, no matter how high you are, no matter how low you are. That's why pop stars with millions of pounds are taking drugs and putting their brain into oblivion. They thought this would make me happy, only to discover the more things that I'm possessing, the emptier I'm becoming. I'm in despair. I thought, somebody told me if I put my ladder against this wall and reach the top, I would be happy. And I find myself in despair. Well, if you're here tonight and you find yourself in despair, you find yourself, I have everything, but I feel a sense of emptiness. This message is from you. God has sent you here. It's not an accident tonight that you're here. God has a plan and purpose for your life. God loves you and He's drawn you here to hear these testimonies and this message. In Mark chapter 5, 25, it says, "Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she had been healed of her afflictions. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched me? Who touched my clothes?' But his disciples said to him, 'You see the multitude around you, and you say, "Who touched me?" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your afflictions.'" I want to speak to you tonight about hidden wounds. Hidden wounds. Things that rob you of abundant life and the life that God intended for you. See, God is not looking at numbers tonight. He's not looking at people with numbers on some kind of a roll car. The Bible says that God knows your name. The Bible said that God knows you as an individual. You may be sitting in Times Square Church tonight with 1,000 people and still feel lonely. But I want to tell you, God can see you. He's heard your cry and He can touch you right where you are. I want to talk to you about hidden wounds. It says in the book of Proverbs that even in laughter, the heart is full of sorrow. Now, this woman was bleeding for 12 years. So it means it was something in her life she's not always had. And sometimes life can be going along pretty well, and all of a sudden, a train wreck's come in to the side of your life. Something unexpected. You were in so in control, and then all of a sudden, something that's out of your control, your education, your intellect, you're always in control, I'm going to get myself through. All of a sudden, you feel yourself something that is bigger than you, and you have no power to control it. And then all of a sudden, it starts controlling you. Somebody's going through life and then they wake up and a lump in their breast and all of a sudden priorities are changed. All of a sudden there's a fear starts coming in. All of a sudden all the education, all the money, all the stuff they thought would help can't help at all. And eventually this woman was bleeding for 12 years. Something came in and disrupted her life. I'll tell you, anybody who's lived life is going to go through a bit of pain. They're going to suffer something in life. It could be even words. There's a little rhyme that says, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But how many people know that words are powerful? I know people who don't feel loved because their father never said they loved them or they were proud of them. And they are bleeding all their life trying to look for approval of somebody in this earth only to be disappointed. And you're bleeding. A husband or a wife, maybe even in jest, doesn't really mean it. You know, you don't look well or you're ugly. Just a word, and from there on you had a low self-esteem. Maybe you've got a hidden wound. You're saying tonight, I've got a degree, but I've no confidence to fulfill the ambition in my life because there's something in me that's bleeding. I have a desire, but I have no power to fulfill what God wants to do in my life because I'm bleeding. But I want to tell you, help is on the way. Hallelujah, help is on the way. He can touch you right where you are. Something that can't be fixed by men. It said, I want to tell you, I love this woman. She was determined. She spent every penny she had to try and get well. Now, you'd think after 12 years, she would be giving up. But she's like, no, I heard about a man named Jesus Christ. And she said, I don't care if I've spent everything on doctors. I don't care if I look anemic. This stuff has robbed me. I've heard that he opens eyes, he heals the lame. I've heard that people dance again, people rejoice again, blind eyes are open, graves are opening, prison doors are opening, chains are coming off, people are in their sound mind. Faith comes by hearing. And she heard, and she said, I need to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know, we had wounds. At first you can't see it, but eventually wounds manifest themselves. You find somebody who's angry, for instance, and their anger is out of control. And that anger, they're a nice person, they're a kind person, but it's out of control. And it's spilling into other areas of their life. It's spilling into their marriage. There's this one thing. Do you ever discover in life that there's so much of it, it's good, but there's one area that's spilling into everything else? And it spills into all the good areas. And it starts to just wean your life away. And eventually it manifests itself. I was on drugs for 10 years. I know what it's like to live in a homeless unit and have nothing. And at first when you take drugs, you look okay. You can talk. Hello, nice day. You look well. You've combed your hair. You've washed your face with dads. You look fantastic. You got on your best shoes. Everything's great. And then year after year, and then eventually, that thing that's robbing, then it starts to manifest itself some way. You start to look thin. You start to do things that you don't want to do. You start to steal for money. You lie. You start to cheat. You start to be somebody you're not because there's hidden wounds, and it's spilling into every area of your life. And not only does it affect your life, as you heard some of these young people saying, it affects the parents' life and the grandparents and children. And she's bleeding for 12 years and she can't hide it anymore. This woman can't even have a relationship. Something God made this for. She's been ostracized from the community. She would be known as somebody who's unclean. Totally unhygienic. They never had the hygiene that we had today. This woman was doing everything just to present herself daily, to get to a shop, to walk out a door, to come out a room. I'll tell you, 12 years is a long time. It's a long time. But she hears about Jesus, and she knows that money can't fix what she's done. The best that the doctors have given can't do it, and it's destroying her life. It's destroying relationships. It's spilling into areas of her life. And you know, I would say this. I've been in ministry almost 24 years, probably 23 full-time. I know a lot of people, even people who know Jesus Christ, have eternal life, but they don't have abundant life. they've not come into the total freedom. Do you know that Jesus Christ went and died on a cross for you and me? Every bit of the blood he shed was for you and me. Every bit of pain he went was for you and me. And I want everything that Jesus died to give me. She would have been isolated in her community. She would have been disappointed, discouragement. And then she hears about Jesus. Luke 4:18 says this. These are not the words of a man I'm about to read to you. They never came from a different country. They've not came from historical book. These are the words of God. Now listen to them. This is Jesus. The Spirit of God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty for the captives and recover the sight of the blind, to set the captives free and those who are oppressed. Some people know, and you've heard these words, but you know, it is possible in life, it is possible to be around somebody and be close to somebody and not touch them. The religious were around about Jesus, but nothing came out of them for them. There was loads of people bumping into him, but nothing. But I want to tell you, this woman was desperate. She was desperate. And some of her wounds, she was bleeding. Some of her wounds are self-inflicted simply because we make wrong choices. And even that, God wants to touch tonight. Do you know what I've discovered? When you live with something long enough. You see, I was on drugs for 10 years and people would say this. I've heard it all through the years. Once an addict, always an addict. This is the end of your life. I knew a woman once whose husband beat her up for 10 years. He was killing her, actually. And I said to her, whether you do it for good or not, but for a season, you need to get out of there before he kills you. I'm talking about beatings every week. And notice he said to me, it's just the way life is. Do you know why? Because when you live with something long enough, the abnormal becomes normal. But I want to tell you, it's not normal to be a drug addict. It's not normal not to be free. It's not normal to be bleeding for 12 years. I'm here to tell you tonight, you don't need to live with it. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus Christ died for you to set you free. You can get up right now and be free. Your bleeding can stop tonight. It may have took you 12 years to get in the mess, but Jesus can touch you in a moment, in a day. Just one touch from the King changes everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He made a difference in this woman's life. She was desperate, but she trusted that he could do it. I remember I just walked into a church, a Pentecostal church. I was 7 stone. I was a wreck. I was a mess. I was bleeding. Didn't know where I was coming or going. I remember when I went into Teen Challenge and you sign out a form to come in. I was about 6 years out. I didn't even know what day it was. But I walked into this church and a man preached the gospel. And I'll tell you, 10 years drug addiction, 10 years pain, 10 years of sorrow. I'll tell you in a moment. I remember he said Jesus came and died for sinners. I'll never forget it. It was like a dam burst within me. I remember falling on the ground and crying and weeping and crying. And a man put his hand on me and said, do you want to become a Christian? And I said, yes, I do. And I said this prayer, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again. And I'll tell you, it was like somebody took a scrubbing brush and cleaned Jay Fallon from the inside out. It was amazing. It was amazing. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you, it was amazing. I remember feeling forgiven. And I want to tell you tonight, just like this woman, there's not a doctor who can open you up and take out guilt, and take out regret, and take out shame. But I can tell you about a great physician. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He can do anything. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. What a Savior. Hallelujah. This woman came to Jesus and she said to herself, if I can touch him. Do you know, sometimes when we're in a mess, friends, you're not meant to listen to yourself. You're meant to talk to yourself. You're not meant to listen to yourself. You're meant to talk to yourself. Because self will say, like it does with me, you know, you're just an ex-drug addict. What God gonna do with you? Who do you think you are? Well, you know, once you're born again and saved, you need to open this Bible, and when the enemy comes and says, who do you think you are? You need to say, how long have you got? Because I could be here for a long time. God has chosen me. God has called me. Don't you talk to me. I'm talking to you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If you can take a drug addict like me, I brought him to Scotland. I'd never even been on holiday. I'd never seen a cow or the sea. In fact, the first time I left Scotland, I went to South Wales. I thought it was the Costa del Sol. It was like Spain. I'd never been on a holiday. I could hardly read or write. Teen Challenge got an English teacher in to help me do my studies. I couldn't put two words together. I was bleeding. I've travelled around the world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, look at me. If you can use a fool like me, I mean this. It can use anybody. It can use anybody. I believe God tonight can set you free. I believe God can stop your bleeding. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't preach the gospel. I'd rather go and be a bricklayer. But I can't. I have a conviction that this Bible is true and every man a liar. God can do what he says he can do. Hallelujah. He can save you. He can fill you with his spirit. And he can put a call on your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, who touched me? Who's going to touch him? I'll tell you, she had to break through the crowd. I'll tell you, this woman's got guts. I say she's not a wimp. Do you know what? See, when you're desperate and you're sick of yourself and you're at your wit's end, you get to the point where you don't care anymore. You think, I don't care who's looking. I don't care what my title is. I don't care if I cry, my eye mascara runs down my eyes. I'm touching him. I don't care if you roll your eyes at me. I'm touching Jesus tonight because you don't know the pit I'm in. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus. I don't care anymore. God, touch me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care anymore. You need to get there tonight. Bible says in John 10:10 that there's a devil, an enemy of your soul, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus says, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I finish with a couple of stories for you. First one is, she got healed. I just thought I'd let you know. She got healed. I'm going to say it again. She got healed. Hallelujah. Her faith was weak. Her body was frail. But the Holy Ghost decided to put it in the book to show, no matter how frail you are, no matter how weak you are, no matter how small your faith is, if you press through, Jesus will have compassion on you and you feel the power of God coming into your life and changing you forever. Hallelujah. Can you imagine when she got home? I can just hear asking her mum, couldn't you lend me a few dollars, could you? What happened to you? I met Jesus, he touched me. Amen. What do you want money for? I'm going to buy myself a new dress. I've not bought a new dress for ages. I've spent all my money trying to stop myself bleeding. I've tried to block up and stop the bleed. I'm going to get a dress and book me an appointment for the hairdressers. I've not been for a while. Oh, let's bring this gospel right down this. It's not about standing up here. It's about living life in the factory. And you have a joy when you're walking through the factory floor. When you've got the kids and everything's gone crazy, but you're not bleeding anymore. Nothing's draining the life. You've got enough strength to get the kids ready. You've got enough strength to get up and go to work in the morning. You've got enough strength when everybody abuses you. You think, I don't know. I deserve nothing, but God has given me everything. I've got a joy in my heart. Ah, hallelujah. Praise God. One story and then we finish. You're laughing as if you've heard that before. I'm a man of my word. One story. I heard years ago how they train elephants. They get baby elephants and they put chains on them. And when the baby elephant tries to move, it digs into it and it causes severe pain. When the baby elephant is fully grown, I think they weigh something like maybe a couple of ton or a ton. And what they do is they wrap a little bit of rope around it. And it could run anytime. It's got the power to break free. It's got the power to walk out of it. But it's been conditioned to think, if I move, there's going to be pain. And it's been conditioned like that to believe this is just the way life is. And right now, some of you are thinking, if you knew the chains that were in me, if you knew where I was bleeding, if I told you what I was like, you wouldn't even listen to me. I want to tell you, there's bits of my testimony that are not for public consumption. They're between me and him. They're too deep. But he touched me and he can make you clean. And I want to tell you tonight, if you will say tonight, Lord, I'm not living like this anymore. I'm drawing a line in the sand. I don't care who's rolling their eyes. I don't care who's looking. I'm getting to the front. I want to stop the bleeding. I want to serve you, God. I want to be forgiven. I want to get rid of this guilt that's weighing me down. Some of you are walking, but on the inside you're walking like this with guilt and shame and regret, and you've tried to drink it away, and you've drugged it away, and you've slipped it away with somebody, and you've worked it to the top it away, only to wake up and find out it's still there. But tonight, you can be set free in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. I'm going to ask the balcony, all up the balcony, on the bottom floor, if God speaks to you, if God has spoken to your life, will you start leaving from your seat right now and say, I don't care who's looking. I don't care what title I've got. I don't care who I am. I'm going to stop bleeding tonight. I'm going to stop bleeding. Come on, come. Come for the balcony. Come from the floor. Come and say, I am surrendering my life to Jesus Christ tonight. I am surrendering my life to Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got hidden wounds. I've got hidden wounds. I'm coming tonight. I'm running tonight. I'm coming. I'll tell you what, you're going to need to break through a crowd. You're going to need to break through the crowd of embarrassment and of pride and all these things. You're going to need to go, I'm coming, Lord. I don't care who. I'm coming tonight. I'm coming with my addiction. I'm coming with wounds that nobody knows about. Lord, I want to live life abundantly. I want to live life abundantly. I want to serve you with freedom, Lord. I want to serve you with freedom tonight. I'm not living like this. I want life abundantly. Hallelujah. Come. God is calling you. Come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, come and do what only you can do. Lord, we can't make a thing happen. Lord, we can't save a soul. Hallelujah. 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 Come. You who are coming, feel the love of God. God loves you. You do not have to go home the same way you're coming down to this altar. God cares about your life. God cares about you. Come. I give you praise, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the work of your Holy Spirit in people's hearts tonight. I give you the glory and the honour, Lord, for your word has surely found a heart tonight that are bleeding. And I want to thank you for the power in your word tonight. I want to thank you for every man and woman at this altar, Lord. I pray that they would leave here tonight, Lord, with a sense of your presence. If you're at the altar and you don't know Jesus Christ, I'd like you to say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you love me. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again. You have said in your word that all who call upon you shall be saved. Forgive me, Lord. Stop the bleeding tonight and save me. In Jesus' name. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, we trust that you will take that seed and it will grow. Do not let it be stolen, Lord. Let somebody come back in years from now saying, this was the night. Immediately he touched me and the bleeding stopped. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.